Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Narlsky. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Skarret. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Gaston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Russ Skarret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarret hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reeves moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Skarret settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlsky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Gaston and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Toth for the out. One out. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a fly ball into right field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Narlsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skarrat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reeves moves to third. Skarrat moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett is walked intentionally. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Reeves scores. Skarrat scores. There goes Barrett trying to get to home. Averill throws the ball into Gardner, who relays the ball to Myatt, who tags Barrett, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlsky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden strikes out. One out. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Narlsky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson throws the ball into Gardner, who tags Narlsky trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlsky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlsky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. Schott hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Skarrat is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rothrock hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Jameson moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Fonseca moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Falk moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skarrat, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Falk scores. Myatt goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gaston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with shot covering, for the out. One out. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Myatt settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Myatt. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Bain now pitching. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-2 in the game. Schott hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rothrock. Schott reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Schott scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Narlsky hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reeves strikes out. Myatt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Reeves out. Two outs. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Skarrat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skarrat moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Myatt bunts towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Narlski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Narlski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Barrett pinch hits for Phil Toad. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Bill Bain. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rhein moves to second. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.